Okay, we'll go ahead and call the common council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
November 25th at 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson absent.
Correction, at 6:11 p.m. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 10th at 7 p.m. Was there any changes or corrections?
I have one correction.
Okay.
On ordinance 2014-21, that should be elected.
Instead of electorate?
Yeah.
Okay. Good catch. Anything else? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, second by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is Ken Lundquist. He's here from the tree board. With some good news, I think. So.
Sorry. I tried to stay away from
it. Yeah, I know. I had the privilege today of with the Rotary Club with a guest speaker over there. We talked about trees and stuff like that. It was a very good hour. I enjoyed it very much. So, the other thing was the storm. From my talking to Martha and everything today, the only thing that I know of is on a 308 Van Buren. There's a limb down. That tree is slated to be cut down in the winter anyway, but to my knowledge, I think there's only a couple of limbs here and there that came down in that wind, so that's, maybe some of the stuff that you want to pay at home, look on your TV, as some of those cities really have a problem, so yes, that's good, but, no trees planted this year, budget-wise and everything else, again, this pruning of trees, and as board, and I agree that we should probably, what we try to do is take care of everything that we have and try to keep up with the pruning. We're doing roughly 51, 52 trees a year. But the pruning alone accounts for like 84% of the budget. And then we have an arborist that comes in, and that takes about the other 12%. So we're pretty well flat out just with those two things. Which in essence means that the planning gets so pushed back, so there's not much we can do about that. But electrical department, we're very fortunate to have an electrical department we have, because we're able to utilize them when January, February, when they go after those 30, 35 trees that they got to be cut down. But without them, I'm not quite sure how we would get some of those kind of things. But with that in mind. The main reason I'm here tonight, and that is Aaron Flint, who works with DBB Sources, Martha Akers, and myself, worked very diligently this summer to try to get a grant. And Aaron, who works with the DNR, as I said, that she really went all out for us and everything else to get this grant. So I'm happy to announce that the grant agreement has been reached between the City of Columbia City and the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry. This grant will allow us to plant 27 trees. So it's next year we'll be getting more involved in that and getting started on that. But it's what goes into one of these things. This is the first grant I've been involved in, and it's pretty impressive. But I tell you one thing that really sells the thing is we've got about 12 to 15 letters in here from concerned citizens and people of that community. There's a couple of these letters in here that the DNR department said, we'll hire those guys right now. So they were very impressed with it. So we did really good. We're very proud of the fact that we got this grant, and it's because we've got to continue on. We've got to keep planting. So we can't be cutting 30, 35 trees down every year and not replace them. So, but that's the main thing I wanted to bring up so that you're totally aware of it.
Quick. Yep. Questions of Ken? Thanks, Ken, for your leadership on the tree board. I'll say, obviously, anytime we can get some grant dollars and bring those dollars that have already been sent to the state or to the feds back to the city, it's a win for our residents. And certainly, I know you guys are planning where you're going to plant these trees. I know you're going to try to replace places we've taken down trees if those owners are accept them, if you will. But do appreciate the tree board's work, and certainly the partnership between the tree board and the electric department has been really monumental and really helped us, as I understand, secure this grant.
That's correct.
So very good.
Because it's a matching grant, given the electric department, that those matching dollars ended up in our school.
Yeah,
that worked out very well for us.
Absolutely. So, any questions? Hearing none? Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, next up on our list is the tax abatement, both tax abatement scoring sheets. Jeff wasn't able to be here tonight, but we took kind of those sheets. We discussed in depth with our economic development director, Alan Teo. We talked pretty in depth with him about the specifics of this. We also, I know Marcia, you were involved. I think Marcia, you were involved in this in some way, shape, or form, weren't you?
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And really, what it came down to is that we really wanted to make sure we were incentivizing good projects with good wages that were going to increase, obviously, our tax base, those kind of things, rather than just kind of incentivizing willy-nilly, as we saw, whatever group comes along, then we do that. So, in any case, what I believe it's on the agenda for tonight is for your review and approval of the basically the review process. What I'd like to do, if you approve of these point sheets or scoring sheets, what I'd like to do is appoint basically a panel, if you will, or a scoring committee, if you will, of maybe five individuals, a couple of you, and an individual like Jeff Walker, since he's in charge of P&D and economic development for the city, basically just come up with a group of individuals that are can score these applications as they come in and basically give a recommendation to the council, and then the council can choose what they want to do with it after seeing the score sheets and all that kind of stuff. We thought it was a bit cumbersome to have somebody present, have all the council try to do their score sheets, and sometimes the numbers work, sometimes they don't work, and then from there it's kind of a waiting period, and finally then it gets a little awkward with, okay, well, what do you think about a five-year abatement, or you know what I'm saying? So I think it's important to have maybe a I'm going to be labeled the committee mayor, I know, someday. But the committee, a committee to score these applications and bring to you a recommendation that you can then review and decide how you want to move forward. So that's my recommendation. if you have questions about the actual point totals, I can try to remember and answer the questions you have about those.
I think it's a good approach. It gives us a way to compare. If you approve one or don't approve one, there's a method to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
And I think it tightens it up from what we had before, and it makes it a little somewhat easier to understand when you look at given points.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, there's like, well, but this time, you know,
yeah.
like every situation has mm-hmm. a situation.
Yeah, it's a lot less... it's a lot less gray and a lot more black and white. It's very quantitative rather than qualitative, and certainly as one of the things that we've experienced in actually the recent past has been applications that were either late, and going through that process. And as you can tell, it's a pretty stiff penalty of negative 10 points, which actually it was lowered from the original proposal, just for your record, for late applications. So.
I do have a question. Is it like when we did the Dunham's abatement? I know there's a point system in here for based on wages. So, I mean, does the scoring committee have an exception? You know, we, even though it doesn't meet this, we're making a recommendation because, you know, this is a vacant building that's set empty for...
Yeah, I would be very open to your comments on this, but, you know, to me, what I see happening is that the scoring committee, the group, would go through this application, would score it as such, and then would recommend something out of that. So if, for instance, they, you know, let's say they scored, you know, just below 8 or whatever, they scored at a place where maybe they weren't offered the full abatement or whatever, that committee could still recommend to this council that, okay, here's the scoring sheets, but here's why we thought this was an important project.
Okay.
So they are not, so I guess I would say this, and Marcia, please, if I'm saying anything that you disagree with, but the way I kind of see it is that this is really a guideline to kind of give us a better understanding of where each of these projects fit into our overall economic development process. But certainly the committee would have the kind of a, for lack of better words, when the recommendation came out, they certainly could say, you know, we know that it didn't score high in the wages because the retail jobs and the $7 or $8 an hour jobs, but it fills a vacant building that's been vacant for a while. It will aid in the economic development going west of Columbia City. There is certainly a need for it, those kind of things. So as long as the committee provided justification, I could see the council saying, you know, we approve or we agree for the most part, so here's how we'll change it. So.
And so would this apply to all abatements? Because we had with the Blue Wind Medical Building, that was a vacant building abatement, which was different than normal.
Right.
Or is it just...
We did one for that, too. It's
okay, so that's a separate... Okay.
We did two.
There is two in there. There's building construction expansion.
Oh, is the other one in here, too?
There's building construction expansion and industrial equipment. So would that fall under building construction expansion, or?
I think that was totally different.
It's a totally different abatement.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if because it's a special abatement that that's a kind of, I don't know.
I just was asking whether this scoring sheet would be used for that one as well.
Well, the way I kind of see it is that I would see the committee as being more of a, certainly they do the tax abatement stuff. But I could see that the committee basically being a incentive committee, for lack of better words. So, and I think we may have talked about this before, but I could see it being, you know, in a situation like Dunham's that, which we didn't do this, but if, let's say, Dunham said, well, we want to really improve the property, we want to do X, Y, and Z, we'd really like an abatement plus $15,000 and whatever cost, then the incentive committee could do the tax abatement, could look at the incentive and say, here's our proposal to the council.
Okay.
So that way, frankly, it kind of takes it off the shoulders of Jeff and I as we kind of try to say, okay, well, how does this fit in and, you know, all those kind of things. You know, certainly I'll probably be on that committee, but still, I think it's important that we have a little bit more of a common thread as we go forward. So I would say for that type of, for the vacant building tax abatement, is that a two-year or five-year?
2 years, okay. 100% the first year, 50% the second year.
So I'm thinking that would probably be like a special incentive type of situation. So my assumption would be that as the recommendation as a committee would be that we would provide tax abatement for whatever plus a vacant building tax abatement, which would be included. So.
Okay.
That was a long explanation, but I hope it kind of clarifies what I'm thinking.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
I now know where we addressed that. It was on the... EDC is their questionnaire that they've got.
EDC questionnaire.
That's where we inserted questions regarding that specific type of abatement. I knew I'd done some work on that, but that's not here in front of it. But I altered that questionnaire. At least I think Alan.
I remember. I vaguely remember.
I think he took my changes and altered it.
Yeah. So about the actual tax abatement point system. Are you okay with that? Do you give your stamp of approval for that?
Yep.
Yes. Would you like an official vote on that, Marcia?
I would.
Okay.
And only because I think the first one was. So I think you should probably vote on this one.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve both the building construction expansion tax abatement as well as the industrial equipment tax abatement, both of them being point review systems.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, second by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. Okay. Come on. You can do it. Okay. Can I have a motion to read ordinance number 2014-21 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or question? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-21 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-21, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of all elected officials of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective December 27, 2014, for the year 2015.
As noted at the last meeting, there is no increase for any elected officials. That goes right along with the lack of increase for our full-time employees. Certainly budgets are what they are this time, and so we're really trying to balance all the services we give for citizens, as well as obviously making sure that we continue to keep and retain good talent for everything that the city does for our residents. So with that, any questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. Is waste disposal, is 23 next?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have a motion to read ordinance number 2014-23 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-23 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-23, an ordinance amending Title 5, Chapter 53, Waste Disposal of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. Was this brought up in the Ordinance Review Committee?
No, well, it was, but this was, it actually came up because of something that arose in the city. And what we found was with a damaged tote where the property owner or who's ever living there might damage it, the fine is less than the cost of the tote now. So I amended this to state that if you damage the tote, you're responsible for replacement of the tote, not just the fine. For that, so that's what this is about, and that's why I would request that you take a look at this and think about approving.
Questions about the change?
That's if they damage the tote, not if it's damaged by.
That would be if, let's say, they shoved a big piece of furniture into the tote and it cracked it or it broke it.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
The way they slam those things around, I watch that. It's like.
You mean the trash haulers?
Yes.
Yes. It's not. It's not if the trash haulers, you know, harm it.
Yeah. The section that yes, because this is inserted into that provision. That provision is all about the owner damaging the tote themselves. I understand where your question.
The
is.
Property owner, the or property the owner. Or the resident. In
yes.
That case.
Yeah. And that's what this. That's what this is being included with, adding to that.
Okay. Just for clarification purposes, just because I thought of it, and hopefully it's not a curveball. As I read it, it's the owner of the property's responsibility, even if it's the tenant that breaks it.
That's what I decided, yes. Because otherwise you're running around trying to fit. The city is unfortunately running around trying to find that. So
yes.
The owner is responsible, and if it's their tenant, they're the ones that need to pursue their tenant.
Right.
That's what I do to make it easier for the city.
Okay.
Well, the other discussion we don't have was sometimes we talked about putting it on the utility bills, but sometimes the owner of the property pays the utility bill, and sometimes the
tenant
pays it.
Yeah. Good point.
You know what we didn't discuss though is what if it's weather related? You know, the thing blows out the streets and he runs over.
Well, it still needs to be replaced.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I suppose that could be in the discretion of the board. I mean, that, you know, any of these are appealable to the Board of Works if they argue that they don't feel they should be responsible. They could.
So So the property owner or whoever would, well, I guess it would be the property owner because they'd be the one that's fined and have to replace the tote cost-wise, is that they have the ability to appeal to the Board of Works if they feel it's unjust.
Weather-related there. And then the question is, does the city have to bear that burden? I don't know that we want to draft an exception into here for that purpose, because I could see everybody claiming it was weather-related.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
Making a motion to approve ordinance 2014-23 on first reading.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. As a side note, I apologize, I didn't bring it up earlier, but we've decided to delay the sewer rate increase ordinance. Marcia is having to do a lot of work in rewriting the whole section. Actually, it'll end up being a lot cleaner, a lot easier for our residents to read, and so we wanted to take a little bit more time to make sure that's tightened up, so that will be on our agenda at the next meeting, but I wanted to let you know that's why we're not reading that tonight. Okay, apologize for not giving you clarity on that earlier. Okay, next up on the hit parade is ordinance number 2014-24. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-24, an ordinance amending Chapter 73, Traffic Code of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, so this ordinance change deals with golf carts.
Do you have any talk about
this? Yep, please.
Very quickly, one quick thing. The mayor pointed out to me earlier that we had a slight typo in Section 1. It should be Chapter 73 instead of 3, so we'll get that changed for the second reading. First of all, when this was, when golf carts was added a few years ago, it wasn't added to the chapter title, and I think it's sort of hard to know where golf carts fall, so I decided to add that in, and the committee approved that. The second thing is we wanted to make sure that we didn't have people attaching things to their golf carts to get around the four-person rule because of safety reasons. The committee feels that we should just be the golf cart, not other things attached to it. So that's Section 2. And the other part that I noticed is that when the golf carts were added, the penalty provisions were not adjusted. So Section 3 is taking the penalty all through the golf cart section as well. So that's the three sections, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Any questions about this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. We'll move that to second reading. Next up is ordinance number 2014-25. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Sherry moved. Do you want to second? Sherry moved. Do you want to second?
Oh, second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-25 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-25, an ordinance amending Chapter 114, Restaurants of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
This is really a fascinating ordinance that I think is kind of really cool for our community. So I'll lead off with that positive introduction.
Okay, this has again gone through the ordinance review committee, and this is for providing for food trucks within the community, and sets for some of the criteria. First of all, what a mobile food truck is, and then the permitting for these trucks to be on an annual basis so that they don't have to come every single month. Just for some regulations, of course, some of that is beyond our control. They need to meet health code regulations and so forth and so on. So that is what this ordinance amendment is about.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve on first reading?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2014-25 on first reading.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please move ordinance 2014-25 to second reading. Very good. Next up is ordinance number 2014-26. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-26 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-26, an ordinance amending Chapter 95, General Regulations of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
It's a lot more in depth. Does someone want to take it? I wasn't involved in this, so.
Well, I can take this again. The decision was made, again, by the committee that maybe we just need to take our nuisance ordinance and just really take a hard look at this. And we ended up restating and amending that ordinance in its entirety. And so this covers your standard public nuisance violations, weeds, trash, vehicles, graffiti, trying to remember the other things that are in here.
Smoke, like the exhaust from noxious fumes.
Oh, yeah.
Noise.
This would then also reference like our animal control ordinance and other ordinances that may come under nuisances, and we didn't have a very good reference or references the statutory sites themselves for some nuisance violations that are covered by state law. As with any ordinance that's this long, you know there's probably going to be tweaks along the way. Sometimes you can't envision everything, but we certainly have tried. We have looked at this. So this is here for your review and consideration, and we hope you'll ask us any questions you desire or look to approve it.
Well, we spent a lot of time working with Pete on this as he ran into things that the code wasn't clear or was hard to enforce or it's hard to understand, and kind of went back and forth between Pete and Tim and said, this is what it says now, what would make it easier to...
And the other individual who I really think helped with this is Sally, because she is the one that a lot of times has to send the letters.
Yeah.
And she gave us a lot of really good feedback on this, or thoughts or suggestions. And so she was helpful as well.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2014-26 on first reading.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move that to second reading. Okay. We'll start department head reports. Kelly?
Yeah. Out at Heritage Place, new subdivision going in out there. Been working, contractor doing some proof rolling of a road and trying to get the road ready and possibly pave it before going into winter. They have the stone in place, the curbs are in. They're hoping that next week the weather's warm enough to maybe get the binder in, and then we'll see about getting the surface on if the weather holds. The sewer's in. Haven't tested it yet, so hopefully probably next week sometime be out there testing the sewer too. So there's progress going on.
Good.
I guess what I'm reporting on for another subdivision out in that area. Still continuing on leaves. Had some struggles with weather. Snow doesn't pick up too well when we got snow on top of them. It plugs the screens up, so we've had to have a couple days off because of that, as well as rain. So we're continuing to work on it when we can. And
just to be clear, off from leaf pickup, not off from work.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Well, we can throw a couple holidays in there, too.
Yeah.
Plus, you have rain days.
I mean,
there's a couple weeks where we really only worked on them, maybe two or three days.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So. We will continue that, keep it on that. And other than that, we've been just doing maintenance work on sewers down the cemetery. Had some graves to dig and things like that. So that's it.
Okay. Questions of Kelly?
Kelly, I keep waiting to ask you, but did they ever get the sewer approved out there at Lincoln Point? I don't think
it's been tested.
Yeah, but they never asked the board to approve it.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Mike, unless Mike has.
What?
The water line out of Lincoln Point, it's all in?
Yes, and it is pressure tested and everything.
So we need them to bring a acceptance. Yeah, the warranty to the board.
To the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll talk to someone from Wygents and bring that to their attention.
I have one question. Did we get a bill from Wygents for that extension across that road?
I think we did. I'll look tomorrow.
Just make sure it's been paid. We had they cut it off on the east side of 300. We had a valve already on the west side of 300. And while they were putting that line in, we just had them go ahead with their equipment and hook it into that valve so that would be loop fed. And it cost us money because that was something we were supposed to do eventually, but I thought, well, they were out there and they were going to be blacktop and let's get it all done at once, and and we were out of their way. And then by them doing it, it is warranted along with the rest of it.
Okay. Other questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly.
We'll Mark. Try to stay up on the potholes, too, as they come along.
Okay.
That wasn't ours on Main Street,
no.
In case anybody was wondering.
No, it was not. Main Street, as always, is NDOT responsibility.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I heard that. I heard about it. I don't think I hit it, because I think I would have known if I hit it. So.
Yeah, you would have known.
I saw it. You would have known.
Was that the one that they peeled the... when they plowed the first time, that they peeled off the top of it, or was that a different
question? I don't know. It was about that deep.
Really?
It probably went that long.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark?
As far as the aquatic facility goes, we're still waiting on two new appraisals. Those should be 30 to 60 days. So I told him I would prefer the 30 side of it, but whatever, he gets them done. So we're just kind of waiting. And working on a new 5-year plan for the parks with Martin Riley Engineering, so kind of getting them all the information that they need to put that in there. Removed some trees that were down from the wind yesterday. We had some trees down on our trails, the Greenway. And we're working on the father-daughter dance, preparing for that in February. We start selling tickets January 5th, and I'm sure they'll go quick. Some good news, over the weekend we got a letter from the DECO Foundation. And we had written to them trying to get money for the new playground at Kids Dreamland. And we received $65,000 in the grant from them, and which is great. It does leave us a little bit short. We still ought to try to write some other grants and see what we can do. But we still have maybe $50,000 to $60,000 yet we need to get. So kind of where we're at.
Did you get my question answered that I talked to you about the other day?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See me afterwards so I make sure I get that answer. Okay. Thanks. Questions of Mark? Thank you, Mark. Tim?
The two new officers, an update on them. They are both still in the training phase, but they are in the solo phase. So you'll see them in the squad cars by themselves. The full-time officers are just going with them to calls to make sure that they're doing things appropriately. Officer Carpenter will be on third shift starting tomorrow to fill a military void on thirds. And Officer Valentic is in his second week of the police academy in Plainfield. So that's a 16-week academy. He started a week two, but he's doing fine down there. I'm working on getting quotes for the New squad cars and all the equipment that goes in those cars. So that takes a lot of time to get that done. I should have that ready in the next couple weeks. I'm still planning for events that to finish up the year. We've got the Lighted Christmas Parade Friday night, and a couple other events that we're just getting some extra manpower in for those. Black Friday security, things like that that we're working on. We had firearms training last week. It was very cold, but it's good for us to get out and shoot in those different weather conditions and train in those different weather conditions. And then officers are working on just finishing up some of the state mandated training that the state requires us to have every year. Is it?
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Mike?
Just to inform that up at the North Tower, concrete footpads have been repaired. Other than we're just going to leave them wrapped all winter and then worry about redoing the dirt around them in the spring. Just trying to keep everything up right now. New services and stuff like that.
Questions to Mike?
Do you find out how many vacant houses we have?
Yes, I have that list. I just forgot it tonight.
Understand.
But I do have that list.
Okay.
I can email it to you.
Yeah, if you just want to put on your next weekly report, that's fine.
Will do.
Regarding those footpads of the North Tower, I really appreciate Mike kind of going above and beyond on that. I think he did a really good job when he came in to take a look and take stock of everything that we have, and that was one area that he found was pretty deficient and jumped on it fairly quickly. So appreciate your work on that, Mike.
Right there with you.
Okay, thank you. Brett Roberts is here from the Youth Council, and Brett, I'll let you kind of give a spiel on kind of what Youth Council has been doing recently.
Recently, our last meeting was last week. Okay. We kind of went over our hallway parade. I don't know if you saw that. It was on Facebook and the post from there and whatnot. And so we just kind of dealt across that of how we can improve for next year and how it went this year. We also did met with the comprehensive community planning group, and we gave a lot of youth insight on what we want to see from VSCB when we come back from college. And is it viable for us to come back to Columbia City after college? Is that a thing that our age group wants to do? And so we had really good discussions with those two individuals on how Columbia City can continue to grow and continue to attract people of my generation. So it was a very productive meeting, and that's all we did. We're looking forward to putting together our curriculum regarding state government, state government for the elementary students that we'll be teaching in January. So.
Okay. Questions of Brett? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Jackie?
Nothing.
A couple things to note. I have per Indiana Code 36458A2, I have appointed Dan to act as mayor as I'm under anesthesia tomorrow for a very simple routine procedure. So, Dan, I would just ask that you not approve any time off requests, bills that they may give you, things like that. But don't let them bamboozle you. That will be a very temporary time frame. But wanted to let you know about that. Very interesting bill is getting ready, is probably going to surface in the legislature this year regarding REMCs and their, in my estimation, trying to solidify their territory. Just as a very quick, simple overview, 80% of Indiana customers are served by an REMC. 7% of Indiana customers are served by municipal electrics. And REMC is trying to make the case to the legislature that We are taking over all their territory and taking up their surpluses and things like that, when in actuality, you look at the growth rate, and I think REMCs are somewhere around 30% growth rate for their territory, and we're somewhere like 7% or 10%. So I just want to give you a forewarning on that. You'll probably hear more about that, but that's coming up. Obviously, IACT is also watching lots of different bills. There will be some bills filed regarding annexation, TIF, as well as probably some change in the business personal property tax. It's very interesting. We're hearing competing things from the Senate versus the House. The House really doesn't, I think, have an interest in doing anything. The Senate has a hunger to do something more than what they did. So we'll keep you informed about that. Speaking of IACT, next week I'll be out Tuesday through Thursday at Board of Directors meeting in Mayor's Institute. I haven't been to an institute for about a half a year, so I'm actually being the moderator of one of the educational forums. So good stuff's happening. We're still moving along strong, and want to just wish all of our residents happy Thanksgiving. I guess I probably should give an overview of what happened last night very quickly. We have two primary transmission lines that come from, that are AEP transmission lines coming into the city. The first one failed during the day as they tried to get that back up and running at, what was that, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock time frame. Something happened and it wasn't, it failed basically. The main transmission line failed. So we switched everything to the backup to the secondary transmission line. That one went down about 10-ish, and so we had no transmission lines up and running, bringing power to the city. So we were down from about 10 o'clock until 2:15. AEP could not find the reasoning and the rationale for it during that time frame. They looked twice, all their lines, they ran tests on all their equipment. Long story short is that they believe it, and I don't remember the term, but it was a galloping something or other, Sean told me, but that second transmission line failed, and it was mainly because our line and the transmission line hit and popped it. So the second transmission line was out until, like I said, about 2:15. They flipped the switches. Everybody, except for, I think, Park Terrace, was back on at 2:15 a.m. Our electric guys were out through the majority of the day and most of last night. And so really commend them and all their work, as well as our dispatchers, who in the first half an hour received over 100 phone calls in the first half an hour of the outage. And, of course, we had Toby from our fire department was there helping answer phones. So just really a great team effort. Really appreciate everything that was done. Wastewater was out. I know, I think Randy may have been out to help out, too. So really, you know, it's those times that really appreciate the teamwork mentality that we have in the city. So with that, I'll shut up. Dan.
It's that time of year again for Christmas decorations.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Since Bill was late, he gets to head that up this year.
You are council president. You can appoint whoever you want.
Oh, thanks. Hey, well, it is that time, and I know the weather's not been gracious to us to have people decorate, but I have seen a few people out. But if we can encourage more people to try to weather the weather to get out there to get the homes decorated, because I know how much people outside of town come in to enjoy that time period with their families driving around town. So then we'll be out in the next couple of weeks and try to get that taken care of again. So
who is we?
We is myself and Ben, and I think there's a lady in the office that wants to help us this year too.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of
the one that you wouldn't let help last year?
Yeah, the one that asked to help last year, I didn't get it.
Is that Katie?
Yeah.
Is
that
Katie? Yeah. Katie? Cool.
Yeah, so I got to get her out there. And then she said a new gal might be interested in helping us.
Cat.
So we know these four people.
Yeah.
Cool.
Make a decision, so
excellent. Good. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Ben?
Nothing.
Okay?
Nothing.
Cool. Bill?
Sorry for being late. I guess the time change slipped my mind.
It's okay. Press? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.